One of the most influential figures in TV news has died. Don Hewitt was the creative force behind 60 Minutes on CBS News, the show's executive producer. Hewitt died this morning from pancreatic cancer at his home in Bridgehampton, New York. He was 86. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
With Pavlovian predictability, millions of Americans have tuned for decades to watch 60 Minutes, whether to see the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran questioned by Mike Wallace.
And he calls you, Imam, forgive me, his words, not mine, a lunatic.
Or Steve Croft grilling the Clintons about their marriage at a pivotal moment in the 1992 presidential race.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
There were exposés, interviews with cultural stars. Hewitt created a television news magazine that reflected his own nature.
Brash, noisy. Don was right out of the front page. I mean, he was a character.
60 Minutes correspondent Morley Safer worked with Hewitt from 1970 until Hewitt's retirement in 2004.
For every 1,000 crazy ideas he had 10 brilliant ones. The great thing about Don was you could talk him out of the crazy ones. You could never talk him out of the brilliant ones.
Hewitt was a college dropout who served in the Merchant Marine and covered World War II as a reporter before joining CBS News in 1948. That year, Hewitt directed the first American television newscast and went on to work with Edward R. Murrow. Hewitt also produced the seminal televised Kennedy-Nixon debates of 1960, and he was the first executive producer of Walter Cronkite's half-hour CBS Evening News. Hewitt helped introduce the teleprompter, on-air captions, and the template for television coverage of political conventions. He once described his brightest idea of all to CBS's Harry Smith.
We were doing documentaries, CBS reports, NBC white paper, ABC close-up. They were all too fussy and too important and too self-important. And I said, you got to do what Life magazine does. You got to put a cover with it. You got to put personality. You can't. Nobody was interested in the voice of the corporation. They wanted to hear the voice of real people.
It became 60 Minutes. There were missteps, too. Hewitt held back key elements of a story about the whistleblower from the tobacco industry after the threat of litigation, a controversial decision he later regretted. Yet, at the 60 Minutes offices today in Manhattan, there was only fondness. Hewitt's successor, Jeff Fager, reached out to the lions of the show, including Andy Rooney.
Hi, Andy. I know. It's tough. I talked to Marilyn and to Billy.
Fager says Hewitt's brashness often obscured his deftness as an editor who improved just about everything he touched, including one of Fager's first pieces for 60 Minutes.
This was a story about Poland right after the wall came down and trying capitalism. It wasn't very good. I wasn't sure how he would react, but the lights came on after the screening and he said, "Where do you want a kid? Right between the eyes?"
4 decades after its creation, 60 Minutes remains the most-watched news show on television, a tribute not only to its famous correspondents, but the profane television wizard who paced in the control room for so many years. David Folkenflik, NPR News.